from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy. It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And this afternoon, we are at the place where you can get some of the absolute best barbecue in the entire world. Hurtado Barbecue, my favorite. The best tacos in the world as well, the Birria Tacos. I had two of those as soon as I got here. Been eating delicious barbecue all afternoon long. Wolchuk has a top 10 coming up at 4:20. Broadus is watching practice right now as the Cowboys joint practice with the Rams is ongoing, and he'll be back in the 6 o'clock hour to file a full report and give you the takeaways, as a lot of the scouts believe this is your best opportunity to evaluate in this environment, because the starters are actually going to be involved. First teams are going to be involved, unlike the preseason action. Okay, for more on America's team here on your home of the Cowboys, here's Wolchuk with that C-note.
Thank you very much. I mean, we got the first depth chart out ahead of the preseason game that will be on Sunday, which you can catch right here on 105.3 The Fan. As you mentioned, your home of Dallas Cowboys football. Eric and Broadus will have the pregame show starting, what, about 12:30 or so. We'll have kickoff at 3:30. And then post-game, we'll go until about 8:30 with Brian and myself. But some takeaways from the depth chart. John Stevens was listed as the fourth tight end behind Scooney and Peyton Hendershot. I think that's something that is going to change. Jalen Cropper was actually listed ahead of Tyron Billy Johnson at wide receiver. So that's a guy that's been making strides during camp. Tyler Guyton listed behind Chuma Edoga, and I think that's probably a reps thing. We haven't gotten to see enough of Tyler. Hopefully that ends up correcting itself ahead of week one. Micah Parsons listed as a defensive end for the first time in his Cowboys career. That's a money play. Micah knows where the money is. It's as a defensive end edge rusher. There's more money to be had there than as a linebacker when payday comes. And Maris Leofau, first-team linebacker, only rookie to crack the first team in the first debut of the depth chart, earned a lot of buzz. He's got the football IQ, the quickness. Zimmer loves him. And to me, I think he's probably going to be the guy that's the backup with the green dot behind Eric Kendricks. I think he's the guy that's probably going to be tabbed with those responsibilities as well. So, hey, those are just some takeaways as we get ready for this practice with the Rams. But Emmitt Smith, former Cowboy great, NFL's all-time leading rusher, was on with Blogging the Boys, R.J. Ochoa, earlier today. Emmitt had a couple of things to say. We'll start with his thoughts on CeeDee Lamb, who's still not signed. He's still holding out. What does this mean for CeeDee Lamb, Emmitt?
With CeeDee and the Dallas Cowboys today, let's make this very clear. He is a very, very valuable asset to the Dallas Cowboys. He is a very, very valuable asset to Dak Prescott. Without him on the football field, they're putting all the pressure on Dak Prescott now. And that is unacceptable, because every quarterback of his caliber should have quality people to throw the ball to. Not no plan B or no plan C or no plan D guy. He should be in a position, as your franchise quarterback, he should be in a position to be successful. And right now, you're putting him behind the eight ball. And that is not right. And that's how I see it.
Passionate there. From
respect
Anna.
His opinion. Love the passion. I would say you really haven't started that until we get to the regular season.
And he's not there.
Yeah. And you know, we really don't know who is the most out in this equation, right? Is it CeeDee Lamb who's asking for so much money? Or is it the Cowboys that are offering such a low amount that it's disrespectful, you know? The only report that I'd heard is that he wants more than Jefferson. So if you're the Cowboys and you're like, well, actually, there's a way that this goes. And if you're close to the best but not the best, you get just a tiny bit less, and we need you to be there. You know, we can't just continue to cave to what every player wants on this team. Otherwise, your salary cap is going to be bloated by 10 or 15% if you do what the fans say. Just give them the money. Pay the man. You know, those are bumper sticker logics to use in a very, you know, specific situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think we've seen when the player is not getting the top of the market money, they get the deal done. Trayvon Diggs last year, you could make the argument maybe you're, you know, some say you're the best or whatever, but you're in that top five. Okay, you get about top five money, we'll get it done right now. That tells me, and knowing with the way even Dak and his agent handled his previous contract, they're asking for $45 million a year. Ultimately, they come back to 40 when it's all said and done. I'm sure CeeDee Lamb is up at a high point, and he's got no problem missing whatever it's been now, roughly 2 weeks of camp. He's putting the dollar amount super high. Maybe they'll cave. Okay, they won't. That's fine. We'll end up acquiescing to right around the top money, maybe just under. Okay.
You know, the one thing I don't understand, maybe you guys know, is how do the fines are for real, right? You can't pull back the fines like you used to be able to.
Well, so they can go ahead. I think they waived them with Zach Martin last year. So once the deal's done, the team, I think, does still reserve the right to be able to kind of finagle that a little bit. Okay. But yeah, the fines are real. Like, if let's say they don't get a deal done, he's on the hook for that.
Yeah.
He's losing $1 million or, I mean, a whole game check.
I think it's up to like 1.5 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that what it is you can't technically not fine them, but like with Zach Martin last year, they tacked on whatever the fines were, they tacked on to the new deal that he got. So it was basically like they just canceled each other out.
Now, we also have Emmett, who was, I mean, he was on fire. I remember when we were at the Super Bowl, he was on with Maggie and Pirloff. Is that their show on Infinity Sports?
I think it's Pirloff.
Pirloff.
Yeah, and Maggie and Pirloff. Or okay. Pirloff and Maggie.
Okay, one of the
I
two.
I think it's M&P's.
M&P's.
Talk show.
P's and M's. We're talking. And Emmett went viral. I mean, he was heated at what went down in the postseason. He's still, I don't think, over it, and neither are the fans. RJ's asking him about the fan apathy heading into the 2024 season.
Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, they were asked about fan apathy. Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott. I mean, everybody has been asked about that. You, I would imagine, never experienced that throughout your career with the Cowboys.
There was I did not quite experience that aspect of it, but you know, we had some lean years ourselves, and things that I wasn't proud of at the time when we, I mean, you got to remember, my last year was not the best year. Period. We did not have a successful football season, but for the most part, my career was pretty positive, and pretty much upbeat. But over the last 20 some odd years, watching our team get to the playoff time and time again, be told that we're going to do better, we're going to be in it, this is going to be a Super Bowl year for us, and we just get completely let down. It's like fan fatigue now. I mean, it's all of that going on right now, and people are sick and tired of watching it, and they want to see something different, and we have to try, and as an organization, we have to go and do a complete assessment in terms of the organization itself. What is our mission? And how does our mission aligns with the football team? I mean, on the surface, we would think everything is in alignment. But to me, I think there's a little disconnect there. And we need to resolve that fairly quickly, because 20-some-odd years, man, that's a long time.
It is.
He's crushing, dude.
That was
a great quote by him, and I'd be out loud and proud with that. Bang the drum, dude. Let's get aligned with winning football games in our organization. Everything the organization has to be about winning. Emmitt Smith knows that, and it's not that way with the Cowboys. It's not a coincidence. They're getting what they put into it.
I think a lot of Cowboy fans, and maybe some don't feel this way, but you look at the one constant, and it is, no question, the ownership at the top, right? And also the general manager and the Jones family is clearly going to run this operation the way that they want to do that. They're not going anywhere. But there are other areas I think you could probably go ahead and look at. And one is the cap situation, to me, is one that is just bizarre. I just don't know the cash spending, the way that – I mean, anybody can flip switches, right? I think we've heard, like, Andrew Brand talk about that. Anybody can flip a switch. I'm going to go ahead and restructure this contract, but then now we're going to have to go ahead and be on the hook for that a year from now, 2 years from now. It just doesn't seem to me like the Cowboys' cap situation is ever where it needs to be. And I think that's probably problem area number one that I'd look to try and possibly correct. But, you know, I think that also that could end up helping when it comes to maybe then you've got more money to play with in free agency, so you're not just relying so much on your scouts and Will McClay to hit every single NFL draft. And now you're looking at a draft where, oh, Marshawn Nealon, now you're probably going to need to start because Sam Williams is out. And Kalen Carson, you're probably our premier backup cornerback. Please, God, be good. And, oh, Tyler Guyton, we need you to be immediately ready to rock at left tackle because Chuma Adoga, probably not a capable starting left tackle in the NFL. There's so much pressure that's put on them to draft well, and when you see a season like last year where they don't, then there's tons of question marks because they're not really being able to improve their football team and other avenues, and the excuse that they give is the salary cap. So if that's the excuse you want to give, and I know I can't get changes when it comes to ownership, that's a change I'm looking at trying to make.
There's just way too many trends going on in this league that are getting teams to the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys aren't paying attention enough to copy them or are too stuck in their ways to copy them. And, you know, until that changes, I will be convinced they are building a team just to make the playoffs to smooth out the volatility and make sure their lows aren't too low for too long of a time. I think, though, what we've seen is their plan to keep fans engaged by making the playoffs the most amount of times in a decade has now run its course. Because what Emmitt is talking about is, you know, just making the playoffs isn't enough to satisfy fans.
It's not. In other fan bases, maybe. Hey, you make the playoffs three straight years, you win 12 games. And look, that's the first time they've made the playoffs three straight years since the 90s, since Emmitt was a Cowboy. It's not like this. They've been doing that a lot during a lot of fans, including myself's lifetime of watching the Cowboys. But now it's kind of become, especially last year with how it laid out
right.
for you.
100%.
It's like, are you ever going to get a chance that good?
Right.
And now I just can't believe, and that comes back to the quarterback when we're having that conversation. You're paying a guy $60 to $65 million. Are you the difference maker for me come playoff time? Because that's what you got to look at a lot of the time. Wins and losses in the postseason, that's become on the quarterback.
I think a lot of people want something different, and whether that's a new front office or a new quarterback, maybe we're getting close to it. You know, what if we're heading towards step one as you're hearing more about the possibility of Dak moving on? He, again, liked that Instagram post. Could be a nothing burger, but people are choosing to read into it. You know, including Sean Sharif. It was the Instagram account Goat Motivated. And, you know, it's what happens when your environment doesn't recognize you. What if the Cowboys aren't recognizing him to his satisfaction, and that is in the form of compensation, and we are heading to a new quarterback? That would change my mind about how this Cowboys front office is going about their business. I would be surprised, but you hear about it. You see Dax putting something like that out there, maybe that subtweeting or whatever you want to call it, but it's possible, you know, along with the rumors and, you know, the speculation that we are only another 6 months from the Cowboys moving on at quarterback. That's exciting to me, not because I think Dak is bad, but the only way you're going to win with a quarterback like Dak is if he's on his rookie deal or the front office knows, hey, we got to go all in these couple of years, bite the bullet 3, 4, 5 years down the line, but we're going to try our absolute best these next 2 years. That's how teams win with a quarterback of Dak's talent. And if that light bulb has come on for the Cowboys, Woolchuck, that would legitimately excite me. If at the end of the year they're like, sorry, we don't think we can win with Dak, I'd be like, holy cow, maybe they are actually prioritizing winning the championship instead of just making the playoffs?
It's going to be fascinating to see what they end up doing at the quarterback position, because I think that there is, I know from my standpoint, there's a ton of fear. Now, I'm past that now when it comes to maybe moving on from Dak, because I think the hope of the unknown and maybe resetting that quarterback timeline is something that's needed now. But hell, they have really lucked into, like we've talked about, their last two franchise quarterbacks. Are they then going to be able to assess the heir apparent? Can they find that guy? That will then be the big question, because they haven't proven to have the eye for it. If it's not for Quincy Carter failing a drug test, Tony Romo is not your franchise quarterback. He's on the team.
Again, they can find somebody good enough to get you to the playoffs, and they settle for
that
instantly.
They can continue to do that. Yeah, they can try and go out there and find a Baker Mayfield, maybe. They can come in and play half-decent football for
them. Yeah, yeah. This day and age, like what Dak is providing you is getting to the playoffs and losing in round one. For way less dollars, you can find a quarterback like that.
It is exciting to see Tyler Guyton. He is out on the field right now doing warm-up drills with the offensive line in full pads. So I'm hoping we get at least a decent dose of Tyler Guyton today doing joint practice with the Rams. Ryan will be back right around 6 o'clock or so post-practice to give us an immediate update. Excited about that. Final thing, C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Did have the duo of Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb listed in the top 10 of the NFL duos of 2024. They came in at number 8 of the CBS Sports list, Dak and CD. Ahead of them, you had the tandem of Frank Ragnow and Penei Sewell on the Lions offensive line.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is just anything.
This
duos.
Is any tandem. I mean, last year, I think Diggs and Bland were on here. Now, Diggs hurt, so they didn't make it this year. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Purdy and McCaffrey is on here.
No, thank you.
Hill and Waddle, Brown and Smith of the Eagles, Burrow and Chase, and then Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes would be your number one duo.
That's a pretty good duo.
Yes, sir. It's a match made in heaven here at Hurtado in Mansfield, as we'll go all the way until 7 o'clock tonight, plus Hurtado in Arlington, the site of Saturday's Fan Bowl 2024. Please come join us for some fellowship here. We have those Stella Artois G-Bag Nation etched glasses, plus we have a couple of Fan Bowl fields set up if you want to get in some practice rounds. But, I mean, it's quitting time, and you're looking for some delicious food first and foremost, and I think Hurtado actually not only has the best barbecue in North Texas, but just the best food, period.
Yes.
If you ask me. All right, there it is, the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Again, you did not hear Broadus' voice because he is watching Cowboys joint practice right now. They're battling the Rams, and he is still in Oxnard. He'll be there all through next week as well. Top 10 time, Woolchuck, where are we going with that?
Man, it's National Dollar Day. I know we don't have a dollar menu anymore, but when we did, what were the top 10 dollar menu items of all time? 877-881-1053, and maybe we can bring them back. That's next in the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, we're live at Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield. And if you come by, we have a G-Bag Nation etched Stella Artois glass for you. Other goodies. Fan Bowl 2024 is Saturday at Hurtado in Arlington. So this is absolutely one of our favorite places in all of DFW. Terrific place to come by and get some food if, you know, it's quitting time for you. Maybe you're looking to go do something with the family, with your buddies. Hurtado in Mansfield till 7 o'clock will be here. Okay, this segment of the Nation brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. What an afternoon of Olympic action as the USA faced an incredibly stiff test from Serbia. I think at one point it was a 17-point lead. It was 13 going into the fourth quarter, and in the final 2.5 minutes, they were still down two. But a great finish, and congrats to them for making the gold medal game. Here's Woolchuck with your top 10 at 420. Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
Thank you very much, General. National Dollar Day. What are the top 10 best dollar menu items of all time? 877-881-1053. I did see via Calvin Watkins, who is out there watching the Cowboys practice, as is our guy, Brian Broaddus. We're going to have a live reaction, Rams-Cowboys practice right around 6 o'clock here on the Fan. First play for the Rams today results in a DeMarcus Lawrence sack.
Nice.
Super Bowl, baby. Cowboys back in action. Let's go. Let's go.
Wow, DeMarcus.
Just when you think you're out, they pull you right back in.
Don't know that I want Lawrence using one of his 5 sacks on the year.
You shut your mouth, Eric.
Practice.
Okay. Gosh, dang it, you Debbie Downer.
Let's
turn this guy's mic off. Gosh.
There Sorry. He is.
Sorry, Wolchuk.
The Wooly Bully's on fire.
Okay. We also have news. I don't know. Some people like to watch television muted. Maybe you've never even heard of this guy. But Rowdy Gaines, who is the analyst for Olympic swimming, and he's been doing this forever, he is announcing his retirement. He's been an NBC broadcast legend. He's 65 years old, shared a message on his Instagram. His intent for 2028 to be his final Olympics on the call for NBC. So it's going to be in L.A., U.S. is the host nation. That will be Rowdy Gaines' final Olympic Games. Makes sense. I mean, he'll be 69 years old.
Nice.
And then he'll call it quits. So he's called some of the legendary races, all of Michael Phelps. This past year did the Olympics as well. The amazing Lizak come-from-behind victory when it came to the medley that the U.S. had. I believe that was London in 2012, but I could be mistaken. That might have been Beijing of 2008. But shout-out to Rowdy Gaines on an outstanding, outstanding career.
4 years before he's calling his shot, huh? I don't know.
You think he'll get the itch again?
I don't know. He's still going to be. It's hard to call it.
It is.
I think it makes sense for a lot of people at 65. Like, yeah, I'm going to shut it down here. Just one more ride through. But then you get there to 69 years old. If you're still feeling good, you don't want to hang him up.
No.
If you really wanted to hang him up, you do it now. But
yeah,
you don't
true.
Want to. You're going to feel fine at 69 years old.
That's why it's like 4 years from now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Surely Olympics. I'll be ready by then. I'll damn near be 70.
Yeah, but then I'm just going to, you know what, hold off.
Yeah.
4 more years.
Next thing you know, you're pulling a Vince Scully.
It's like somebody that's asking me, hey, what's up with Brian? Like, how long do you think Brian's got left on the station? I'm like, Brian's never leaving. Brian jokes with us like, oh, I'll be on the lake by then. I'm like, Brian, you're a workaholic.
Yeah.
I'm calling your bluff. I don't see you ever not working, man. You can't help yourself. He's there now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's staying for a full month out there in Oxnard. I mean, it's just he can't help himself but work. Okay.
He already thought he'd only do one contract with us.
Well,
he's on his third.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think he signed multi-years.
Yep.
So, boom.
He's addicted to the game.
Get ready for the fourth contract. All right, here we are, the top 10 best dollar menu items of all time. Let's start a petition. Bring back the dollar menu, please. I think we could all use this. It would be great. It was around for maybe a period. Then all of a sudden things were like, oh, this isn't a dollar. This is $2. This is $3. This is $4. So, yes, you're right, 903. Don't think dollar menus still exist. They don't. But there was a time that they did.
It's a throwback Thursday list.
And it was a glorious, glorious time on National Dollar Day. Lucius Alexander, what taking advantage of the most back in the glorious days of dollar menus?
Yeah, for me, it was definitely the junior bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's. It was 99 cents. You got $5. You can get three of them joints. You know what I mean?
They're so good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now they are $3.39.
Gosh.
Whew. Times are tough.
How about that?
I think they've gotten smaller, too.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And I wish my girl knew that the dollar menu existed in the first place.
Yeah.
She never looks at that. It's always the numbers of something.
Yeah, and it's always the combo, too. We're never just getting the entree. It's like, no, we're going to get that drink. Probably go ahead and what-a-size it or whatever.
Yeah. Shout out to Whataburger as well. It is National Whataburger Day. We'll celebrate that tomorrow when we're back in the studio. But we are in the glorious, glorious confines of Hurtado Barbecue. Come on out. We got a lot of Tolos that are partying with us. Come party here at Hurtado. General, were you a big dollar menu guy?
Not that I can think of. Was there a dollar like McFlurry or anything?
We had a Frosty.
Maybe
there was a dollar McFlurry.
I think the Hot Fudge Sundae.
Yes, the Hot Fudge Sundae was definitely a dollar.
Okay.
Very underrated item.
That
very
Hot Fudge Sundae, and until they changed the chocolate fudge that was in there, it used to be like a thicker, hotter, just like, oh my gosh, you want extra of it.
What, did they fudge with the fudge?
Yeah. Yeah, they absolutely fudge with the fudge.
What is it now? Just chocolate syrup?
It's like a sauce. It's like a sauce. It's not thick. It's just like a runny sort of. It's enough to make you say, you know what? I'll just have the vanilla cone today, or the Oreo McFlurry or something. But that's if on the off chance it's working. But yeah, I think the junior bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's will stand the test of time forever as a dollar.
That's fantastic.
That was the burger I used to sneak in with my hoodie. And I would go to the movie theater, you know, because it was right next to my United Artists Theater, Fossil Creek, right off 35. It was the Wendy's is right there. So I would always sneak in the junior bacon cheeseburgers. But also McDonald's, it was the McChicken and the McDouble.
Yep.
You get one McChicken, a couple McDoubles, now you're rocking and rolling.
Oh, we had a lot of love for the 99-cent tacos at Jack in the Box.
Oh, yes, dude.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and they were... Weren't they like 50 cents? Because it was 99 cents for two.
Yeah, it's two for a dollar.
Two for a dollar.
So really, I mean, 50 cents, you're crushing it right there. That thing is absolutely amazing. We got 682. When I was a kid, my dad got me a 99-cent combo from Wendy's. Burger, fries, and a drink for a dollar. That's amazing. I wish we still had those days going on right now. We got Taco Bell cheesy bean and rice, still pretty cheap, from the 214. The chicken soft taco back in the day at Taco Bell was amazing. We got the Wendy's junior bacon cheeseburger being texted in, the McDouble, the sausage biscuit. A lot of these are going to be on this list. Whataburger used to have dollar taquitos from the 214.
Dude,
what?
I did not know that. I was all about the dollar breakfast items, though, at McDonald's. The sausage.
Very cheap.
The breakfast burritos and that sausage biscuit. I used to get a bunch of sausage biscuits on the way to school.
It's
like every
play.
Once in a while, you swing through, you get like four biscuits for $4. It's awesome.
Mm. Here is the top 10. Now, the honorable mention, we've got the dollar soft drink that you could get at McDonald's. It was like any size, any drink that you wanted for a dollar. They just recently, I think, got rid of this thing, which broke my heart. But you could roll through, just get like a large Coke,
they're probably still killing it on the profit
they have
margin
to be.
On that.
And that's why, like, Ruben, I know you and I both used to work at Chick-fil-A. Anytime somebody would roll through Chick-fil-A and they would just get a drink, unless it was like the tea or the lemonade, which Chick-fil-A makes specialty, I'm like, why are you not just going to McDonald's and getting this for a dollar? I didn't quite understand that. You're kind of just like wasting money. Maybe it was just your closest place nearby, but there's a McDonald's virtually on every corner.
Yeah.
I think the only place you should go to get just a beverage might be Wendy's for a Frosty, if you call that a beverage, or a DQ with the Mr. Misty.
I have never had the Mr. Misty.
It's iconic.
Know. That's something I probably got to dabble in.
Was that that wasn't the Dreamsicle situation, was
no,
it?
No, it's like a slushy.
Oh, okay.
You know,
you
got like the cherry and the blue raspberry type deals.
That sounds good. Oh, Sonic Corn Dogs from the 979.
But it's like real ice, you know?
Okay.
Just crushed into tiny little pebbles that you could drink.
I need to go. We got a DQ by my house. I might need to sample that. Number 10 is the McDonald's sausage biscuits. Comes in at number 10 on the list.
I could never get those because I would think I want some egg at least.
Yeah.
You gotta be like a dedicated, like me, you gotta be a dedicated sausage lover. You know what I mean? Like some people are like that, they just take it with like, sure, I'll have it with the rest of my meal. I got no problem with that being the main course.
And you could handle it with just one single piece
and
of sausage.
And a budget shopper.
Borderline never got just one Walchuk. Oftentimes I would get at least two, if not three, and then I would remove the biscuits and then just stack like three sausages between one biscuit. So you get a better ratio that way.
Smart play.
Because the biscuit can obviously be extremely dry and overtake the sausage. So two, three patties, that would get it done.
I never heard of this. Number nine is the Taco Bell Chilito. It was a chili and cheese burrito. Was one of Taco Bell's classics on their dollar menu, and no longer available.
What is it called?
The Taco Bell Chilito.
Chilito.
So it would be chili and cheese in a burrito, and it looks pretty darn delicious from the picture. Number eight is your McDonald's McDouble. A couple people texting in that the double cheeseburger used to be a dollar as well. If it was, I'd go double cheeseburger over McDouble, but hey, McDouble back in the day as a dollar was delicious.
Yeah, because you can tell the difference in quality from the like the McDouble beef patty to like the double quarter pounder with cheese beef patty. It's a different level of meat there.
Number seven, we've got the Wendy's Frosty. Used to be a dollar.
Oh,
wish it still was.
Oh my gosh!
You can never go wrong with a Frosty,
man.
Honestly, it's been too long since I've had one.
Really?
I should get one.
That was like a huge thing. I had so many when my wife was pregnant. She was
big
Frosty girl, and there was never a time where I'm going to just get her a Frosty.
No, you can't say no.
Now I'm having a Frosty as well, no problem, and some fries.
Number
and
six.
A spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, just you know, I'm just going to go ahead and just get the whole menu.
I think they have the original nice spicy chicken sandwich was always at Wendy's.
Their spicy sandwich is good.
There's no question they were the groundbreakers there, and it took a long time for everybody to get up to speed.
Yes.
I mean, think about that.
Yep.
There was multiple decades of Wendy's dominating that particular realm. And then it was like, what, 5 years ago when everybody decided to say, you know what, we'll try and go toe-to-toe.
And again, that's a legit spicy chicken sandwich because it's in the batter or it's in the marinade of the chicken. They're not just adding sauce and saying this is our spicy sandwich because we're putting spicy sauce on it. That is a legitimate spicy sandwich.
It's all
right
in the details, man. Amen.
Number six is mini shredded chicken quesadillas from Taco Bell.
Whew.
That sounds heavenly. Number five, we've got the Whopper that Burger King offered for a limited time for a dollar. That's also been texted in quite a bit.
So that's their main burger. Their main burger they're willing to sell for a dollar.
I'm sure the McDonald's burgers, also like the Big Mac back in the day. But yeah, it was. They were trying to bring in some people through the doors. Number four, the Taco Bell Fritos burrito. I don't know that this is one that I had either, but it sounds relatively good.
Frito pie just wrapped in a tortilla.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a beef, cheese, Fritos, and rice.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I think this predated the dollar menu, the formal dollar menu. But if you go back to about 95, they were just slinging Whoppers for $2 for $2.
$2 for $2?
Yeah.
How else were they going to move them? I mean, come on.
Those things are good.
We were all over that.
Two is the Wendy's Double Stack.
Wendy's Double Stack?
Double Stack is good.
I think
that's probably what I used to go for most. The Junior Bacon Cheese is now my go-to with the Biggie Bag if I ever go through there. But number one, best dollar menu item, as voted on by America all time, the Hot and Spicy McChicken from McDonald's.
Dude, I do remember when they welcomed that into the mix, and that was a pretty exciting time. I was a big McChicken guy. It's weird. For as much of a beef guy as I am, I really didn't enter into the beef realm until probably eighth grade. Up until then, it was like I'm getting Wendy's Spicy Chicken or I'm getting McChickens from McDonald's. Yep. So
I'd like to put the sweet and sour sauce on them. They had a nice bun. That chicken sandwich had a great bun.
That's a nice sneaky
play. That doesn't get talked about enough. I'm glad you brought that up. It was a freaking fantastic bun.
The bun
and you're right about the sweet and sour sauce too.
You.
That deserved to be. I don't know how much mention that got in the condiment question the other day, Walchuk. But the McDonald's, they should be selling out of the like over the counter. Go to Kroger, whatever, and go and get some McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
Dude, I put it on my ribs. You could put it on rice.
That sweet and sour is good. And shout out to the spicy chicken go wraps. Yes, 601. Those things were good. You could also get the grilled chicken go wrap. Those used to be legendary as well.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk. Always look forward to a good top 10 at 420. We're in a great place to eat right now. Everything here is iconic and legendary. Hurtado in Mansfield. Maybe you want to check out the Fort Worth location, the Arlington location. I know they're getting set up in Dallas as well, which is going to be amazing because it's going to be within DoorDash range. But right now, you can treat yourself to some of the absolute best barbecue in the world at Hurtado. Saturday, we'll be at the Arlington location for the Fan Bowl. Okay, rim session, Chief. Where are we going with this?
Some are calling it the best basketball game they've seen in over a decade. USA gets the job done. It was a nail-biter, and we have some great sound for you next year in the nation.
Well, thank you, Lucius, and thanks for Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield for having us out. The nation rolls on. We have another 2 hours plus to go all the way until 7 o'clock tonight. Rangers have the night off. They'll be in New York to take on the Yankees tomorrow. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo to deliver this rim session on the heels of a thrilling afternoon of USA basketball.
Buddy. Oh, my gosh. How fun was that? Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and for the first time in Hurtado Mansfield history, the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that Olympic rim. It's always a special occasion when the USA basketball team has a 13-point fourth-quarter comeback victory in absolutely fantastic style. 95-91, USA moves to 5-0 in the Olympic tournament, and now they are on to the gold medal round. Saturday, 2:30 our time, we'll be partying at Fan Bowl in Arlington at Hurtado, and we will be gathered around some television screens watching Wemby versus LeBron. Captain America, 95-91, USA rolls on. And LeBron was outstanding in the fourth quarter, but it was all about the Steph show for the most part. When it comes to the scoring, my goodness, Steph put on a performance today. 36 points. He coupled that with 8 boards, but the dude was 9 of 14 from the three-point line. When he gets cooking like that, it's just game over for everybody. 12 of 19 from the floor, and it was kind of the old heads, dude. I mean, you got LeBron with 16. You had Kevin Durant making some big plays there down the stretch as well. He finishes with 9 points off the bench, but he had some big shots, including one late in the game where he hits a 3. He gets fouled. And with the rules of it, it's like, no, Kevin Durant, you're not going to go for the 4-point play at the free throw line. FIBA rules say it's just USA basketball. So you make the 3, and then you get the inbound, and you retain possession. And then, boom, Devin Booker with the 3-ball as well. It ends up being a 6-point possession, and that was huge in the comeback there. The Joker, 17 points for Serbia. He was pretty dang awesome. At times, you're like, oh, no. This dude single-handedly is about to take down Team USA right now. No way. LeBron in the fourth quarter, 6 points, 3 of 5 from the field, 6 boards. He had 4 assists and a steal. And then he was guarding Jokic down the wire as well,
yeah,
trying to slow
God.
Him down.
Had to needed anybody but Devin Booker. I mean, somehow the rotation ends up being Devin Booker against Jokic, and it's like, that's ball game right there. We do not want that.
LeBron James recorded the second triple-double in USA men's basketball Olympic history. And the only other triple-double was also LeBron back in 2012.
It was shocking. You know, about halfway through the fourth quarter, Serbia had still been making half of their threes. You know, they go cold late. But you could see the look on Steph's face, LeBron's face, like, this can't be happening, right? Are we going to lose to Serbia? And for Steph, his only chance at a gold medal. You know, that would have just absolutely been historic and devastating in a way that Team USA could not recover from.
Yeah.
And what we witnessed here at Hurtado was something I'll never forget.
Somebody said on Twitter in the fourth quarter, he said they stopped listening to Steve Kerr and they just played AAU ball. They ran no plays and they just gave it to whoever was hot. They called it do his ass basketball, which ends up being the world's kryptonite. Apparently LeBron's was trending for a few moments. Because that's what it would have resulted in, just the bronze medal for Team USA.
Ooh.
LeBron's. Can you imagine that nickname being added?
Oh, my goodness.
It was Captain America to start. You can see the memes now. How it started, Captain America. How it ended, LeBron's.
Yeah.
That would have been bad.
Mm.
But that's not the case.
Maybe a nickname that you never lived down.
Yeah, that would have been one that would have stuck.
How awesome is it, though, that he is still the engine that's out there? And that's a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago. Like, if you got to win one series, you don't know who any of your other players are, it might still be LeBron. It definitely is not Anthony Edwards.
No. I mean, when you think about it, really, like, it was once again, we keep talking about, like, who's – like who is LeBron and the Steph Currys and the Kevin Durants of the world? Who are they passing the baton to here in terms of superstar faces of the league? And it wasn't like any one of those young guys rose up and said, hey, yeah, like Anthony Edwards, I'm the man now. It was still LeBron. It was Steph. It was KD. Embiid's best performance for sure. As well, but it wasn't like one of the young guys taking this game by the shirt collar and saying, you're mine now, watch me do this thing. It was the old heads, once again, stepping up, and it was an absolute joy to watch. I never wavered in confidence. Team USA, I mean, listen, my experience with Team USA begins in 2008, so all I know is dubs. I'm just like, it doesn't matter. They dilly-dally around a little bit, but all of a sudden there's a different level when they lock in, and sometimes it's extremely frustrating because they wait till it's a nail biter situation, but that made for all the fun and entertainment there. That fourth quarter here at Hurtado with the Tolos, how fun was that to experience? That was beautiful.
Serbia played great defense. They were making all their threes, and Jokic at times was unconscious. But I think you're right in that the massive turning point was that 6-point possession that they had.
Yeah, no question. And I mean, you had Serbia just missing some wide open looks in that fourth quarter as well. But hey, you love to see it. You love to see KD coming up with some big fourth quarter points as well. Leading scorer all time.
The clincher.
In Team USA. Passed Lisa Leslie to have that record. So the most points scored in the history of Team USA basketball, men's or women's, it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and now it is LeBron and Steph and KD versus Wemby and France for the gold Saturday afternoon while we party with you in Arlington at Hurtado for Fan Bowl 2024. I'll close it down with this. I got some really good sounds, but I'll play the one that I think is most near and dear to all of our hearts, and that is Round Ball Rock, one of the greatest sports songs ever constructed, and it is making its way back to NBC, is the NBA, and so Round Ball Rock is making an appearance again, and apparently they have decided to tweak it just a little bit. So here's a taste of what we can expect here, the brand new installment of the greatest basketball song ever created. Take it away.
Here is Round Ball Rock, the shredded version, for you to poop on.
What?
Dun, 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 dun. Are they going with this version on TV now?
It seems like this is the version they're going with. Yeah, you had you actually had John Tesh hanging out with the Dan Le Batard show, and that's where he made the premiere of this new song. So, I mean, it's just a little bit more shreddy, I think. It's like he said, it's like the same song, but they're putting a little bit more electric guitar on there or something.
Yeah.
But that's what we can expect, and I think we're all here for it.
Right on. Well, it is a great time to be a basketball fan. Mavs coming off a finals appearance. Team USA heading for the gold medal game. It is the G-Bag Nation here live at Hurtado in Mansfield. Hurtado in Arlington, our Saturday venue for Fan Bowl 2024. We would absolutely love it if you can join us. Okay. Expressway's coming up in about 25 minutes. LA Live coming up at 5:40 tonight. A full show. Rangers have the night off. In addition to the finest next, Chief, what are we looking at?
We have a little bit more from the Eagles deep dive. A defensive coordinator got something from Jalen Hurts that he had never seen before in his entire existence coaching in football. I'll give you that nugget. Plus, we have good news on Pat Mahomes Sr., and we have an NFL team taking a page out of the Clippers playbook as it comes to fan and stadium gear. Next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.